San Diego Unified restricts Chromebooks, Padres return to 500, and a stress test for the AI boom. San Diego Unified's phased classroom screen time restrictions are now in active implementation following a unanimous school board vote in late June. The policy, affecting more than 100,000 students and rolling out from this summer through spring 2027, bans video streaming platforms, including YouTube, on personal one-to-one devices, removes computer carts from transitional kindergarten classrooms, establishes on-and-off hours for district-issued Chromebooks, and restricts software with AI functions. This is not the district's existing phone ban. It targets the educational devices students were supposed to be using for learning. A monthly task force composed of students, parents, teachers, administrators, and researchers will set grade-level screen time standards going forward. An early assessment of the policy's impact is scheduled for January 2027. The underlying question the district appears to have answered, at least provisionally, is whether screen time on educational platforms had drifted from active learning toward passive consumption of entertainment-adjacent content. The Padres beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 10-4 Wednesday night at Petco Park in front of 39,423 fans. Luis Camposano homered. Miguel Andujar recorded a career-high 3 doubles and 2 RBIs. The win brought San Diego exactly to 500 at 46-46, currently second in the NL West. Arizona won Game 1 of the series 8-0. San Diego won Game 2. Game 3, a rubber match, is tonight at 9:40 p.m. The mid-year claim that AI has structurally displaced life sciences as San Diego's primary startup funding category deserves scrutiny. Life sciences offers something many AI startups do not: FDA-regulated revenue pathways that, though long and expensive, eventually produce drugs generating billions in recurring revenue. An AI startup valued at $50 million on a promising dataset can collapse within 12 months if the model fails to generalize or the market shifts. Additionally, a meaningful share of San Diego's AI investment is flowing to companies applying AI to drug discovery, diagnostics, and medical imaging. Categorizing that spending as AI rather than life sciences changes the narrative significantly. The indicator's worth watching. If San Diego AI startups begin reporting actual contracted revenue with enterprise clients over the next 6 to 12 months, that supports a durable structural shift. If instead down rounds, founder departures, and layoffs emerge at companies that raised large rounds in 2024 and 2025, a correction is more likely. A specific signal to monitor is Eastgate submarket office absorption in Q3 2026. If vacancy starts rising again, it suggests the hiring implied by those funding rounds is not materializing. UCSD Jacobs School of Engineering graduate placement data, typically released in the fall, would provide an additional early read on whether local AI hiring demand matches the investment headlines.